FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
And welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network, and I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 10-6-20. We've been a little bit light on the schedule lately, but it's picking up, I promise you that. And you can always go to find the latest at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. We love to get your emails. I'm only about 20 or 30 behind right now, although I found a stash that I hadn't gotten to, and I'm doing my best to catch up. But the email address is kl@kerrylutz.com. I know you're going to have questions about the next interview, because I myself have questions about it. And we're talking about common stock warrants. If you're not familiar with it, well, a warrant's kind of like an option, except for a longer term, and it's actually issued by the company and allows you to buy the stock at a certain price by a certain date. Exercise price and the exercise date. But somebody who knows a heck of a lot more about them than I do, probably has forgotten more than I'll ever know, is our good friend Dudley Baker. And you know his site, commonstockwarrants.com. Dudley, it's great to have you back on the show. So warrants, just by definition, does that work?
Oh, yeah. No, you defined it perfectly, Kerry. No, that's great. No, this is, I know probably a lot of your listeners are primarily interested in the resource space and the precious metal space and the stock warrants that might be trading available in that space. Now, all of these are in our database. If there's a stock warrant that's trading, it's in our database, whether that's in the United States or whether that's in Canada. So we've got them all covered. And so today, just to kind of break this down so everybody can see where we're going, I want to take just a few minutes at the tail end. I'm excited to going to introduce a brand new service that we're going to have coming out in the coming days, probably no longer than a week. And it's basically going to be my son's service. He's kind of my computer guru guy. And it's going to be on SPACs, the special purpose acquisition companies, but a focus on the stock warrants that are trading. So it's going to be a trading service. So it could be of interest to all of our current subscribers, but it's incredible. It's an incredible sector. But I'd like to start, because I think most of our guys here are interested in the resource space. And, I think gold is still just in a consolidation phase, but it makes sense to me. We're consolidating real close to this 1900 in gold, and we're sitting here. I'm looking at the BNN Bloomberg, and around 24 on silver here today. So it's everything's taking a little bit of a hit, but I think this is normal. Take you back to where was our previous peak in gold back in 2011? It was around 1900, just over 1900. We come back up to that level. We took it out, ran up to about 2,100. And now we've been consolidating. And it's just logical now that this 1850, 1900 on gold is our new support. And I think we've been doing this dance now for a few months right in this zone. And it makes sense to me. I know most of us, we're ready to, let's get this party going, start making some money again. But I think we just have to take advantage of this quiet period, continue to look for opportunities. And there are a lot of opportunities, and just have a little more patience at this particular time.
All right. And now, common stock warrants, especially in the resource sector, a lot of times companies issue them to entice or spice up a private placement or a stock issue. And what we've seen lately, and correct me if I'm wrong, is a lot of companies are issuing the warrants, but they're not paying the fees or registering them to actually be able to trade on the exchanges. Is that a trend, something you see continuing onward, or will there come a time where they'll just say, well, the shareholders deserve the ability and the liquidity to trade these warrants?
Yeah, you know, I can argue this both ways. You say that, and then I just found a warrant on a gold company that just started trading just a few days ago, and we just putting it in the database right now. And I won't mention the name because it's still thinly traded. It's not even in the Interactive Broker database right now to be traded. And so I don't want to mess anybody up on this particular one. But this is a great exploration company. This is a five-year life. 5 years at this particular time, which we think is in the cycle. I mean, if you're looking at gold to explode in the next couple of years, this is going to be a great opportunity. So, you know, it always is up to the company as to whether they want the stock warrant to trade or not. Yes, there has been a lot of private placements, and this one here came about via a private placement that actually took place back in July. And now the hold is over, the 4 month hold, and now they're listing the warrant. And so, you know, it doesn't make sense. If you only had a private placement and a warrant had a 2 year life, you know, by the time you've given up 4 months already, it's like, don't even bother. You know, we've got to have a minimum of a 3 to 4 to 5 year life, I think, before companies will really consider doing a listing on these warrants. But I know by no means do I think that it's going to be a diminishing list. I think the list will continue to pick up. I wish there were more warrants trading in the resource sector than there are, but I still think there's some interesting opportunities that are available for all of us, and several that do have a good, you know, 4 year life or so, selling literally for pennies. And these are the ones truly I like that, you know, if I could buy a warrant that's got a 4 year life for 5 cents, I'm thinking I'm the guy that's looking to hit the home runs. Okay. I look at this as nothing is easy, but it is a possibly easy 10 bagger or 20 bagger. And those are the home runs that I'm trying to hit. So we got a lot of time on our side, you know, when we do have a 3 or 4 year life. And there's still several in the database, including this new one that will be added probably this evening. So a lot of good stuff. But, you know, I always like to try to remind my subscribers, Gary, that we're here. I'm here to make money myself. And it's all about finding the company that you like, whether this is a resource company or a pharmaceutical company or whatever. And then I always say, before you buy the stock, discover, and it's in our database, is there a stock warrant that's trading on that company? And if it's got a long life, why would you not want to buy the warrant as opposed to buying the common shares? It's going to cost you a lot less money on the table, a lot less investment, thus a lot less risk. And but at the end of the day, I'm here to make money. I want to give you one example here. A couple of months ago, I had a few emails from subscribers and said, Dudley, what do you think about CloudMD? And I'm thinking, gosh, the name sounds familiar, but I really don't know the story. It sounded familiar because earlier in the year, they came out, they listed their shares that had a stock warrant. And so I put it in the database. Little did I know, I wish that I paid attention. I wish that I'd known the story. That warrant traded as low as 13.5 cents. It is traded up to $1.45. Now think about that. That is your 10 plus bagger. And unfortunately, it's a deal we've got now so many companies in our database. I just cannot be intimately familiar with each company or the opportunities associated with those, et cetera. So a lot of times the database is the database. It's a great filtering system for our subscribers to kind of find those opportunities on their own. And now we've just over the last week or so have really got great filters in our database where you can just basically filter and sort and do anything that you want to with our new setup. So it is incredible that you've got. But I tell you, I look back and I scratch my head and I said, yes, how did I miss this? And the symbol on that is DOC. Anybody can go and just check that. I'm not saying run out and buy today because the warrant's still over a dollar. But DOC and DOC.WT on the Venture Exchange. It's just incredible opportunity it was when it first came out. Had somebody recognized that, it's just been an amazing story. And another story that's here today, there's no news, but one of the little companies that I personally own, so my Gold subscribers and Lifetime subscribers, they get access to my personal portfolio to see this is a list of everything that I own. And one of these little companies, of which I've got a really nice position in, I know I bought it as low as 4 cents Canadian. It exploded today up to 32 and a half cents. Millions of shares have traded, and there's no news. I know there's drill results that's due fairly soon. But again, I think I want to say with my services, Comstock Warrants, I know it sounds like a one-dimensional, well, this is just the warrant guy and that's all it is. But when you get access to my portfolio and you get access to my weekly audio, then it expands out because, again, I'm here to make money. If there's a stock warrant available that I like that's great, then sure, that I'm the warrant guy. I want to own that warrant. But if not, I'm going to own the common shares, the companies that I like, that I see massive potential. And so here, this little one, this little company that exploded today, historically, it has gone to $6. In 2011, it was at $6. This is basically a nickel exploration company. And will it go back to $6? I have no idea. But it hit $32.50 today. But I'm in at four to six cents on average. And I'm thinking, wow, bring it on, guys. I always like to say, it is about making money. And it is when you subscribe to me and the Gold service, you get to see my portfolio and you can see, well, wow, Dudley either has some interesting picks or else, you know, this doesn't look good. I wouldn't touch it. Okay, but it's ideas. It's suggestions for you. You get to look over my shoulder, see what I'm doing, and decide, you know, if you'd like to have a piece of this action or not. So it just kind of laid out there for you. Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. And so when you have your portfolio and you've got a number of issues that you've been in for some of them for years, what about if you're just getting into them? Could you do a list perhaps, and we'll send it out to our subscribers, of warrants that you would look at if you were getting into them today?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
With multi-million ounce potential at its Yellowknife District project, Goldterra is a company on the move. You'll find them at goldterracorp.com, and their ticker on the OTC is TRXXF. On the TSX, it's YGT. The management team is headed up by near legend Gerald Panaton of Detour Gold fame, who's convinced that Yellowknife's potential is far greater than its current 735,000 ounce resource. The mine benefits from great infrastructure. Employees can pick up breakfast at Tim Hortons on the way to work. And there's multiple high-grade discoveries putting Goldterra on track to reestablishing Yellowknife as one of the premier gold mining districts in Canada. And that should do wonders for the stock price as well. So head on over to goldterracorp.com and sign up for their notifications now.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Well, you know, that's a good idea, but I would literally upset all of my paying subscribers.
Well, on the site, you could put it on the site. I'm a subscriber, at least on the site. So if you're a newbie warrant investor, like following your advice back in 11, I just crushed it, really crushed it.
We do have some classic examples now on our new homepage that are like the old Northern Dynasty example, you know, where literally it went up 2-3,000% on the stock warrant. And I actually owned that one. That was, you could say I was smart as hell to buy it, or I was just a lucky guy that just walked in at the right time and I bought it. But it worked out incredibly. And all of that happened within roughly 6 to 7 months. The whole game back there when that warrant got issued, I think it was in 2016, in the summer of 2016. So it was just an incredible, incredible run. But if I can, let me tell you a little bit about this.
Please.
Some of our listeners may not know what a SPAC is. That's the abbreviation. It's Special Purpose Acquisition Companies, also known as blank check companies. This industry has literally exploded. It's been around for many, many years, but now it has truly exploded this year. We have, and what it is, a company goes public, initial public offering. Our attraction, of course, is there's a warrant attached to this offering. It normally is 45 to 60 days before that the unit separates and the warrant will start to trade on its own. As we speak, there's over 100 companies that are trading, that basically they are looking for a merger partner. And there's another 70 companies that have IPO'd that the warrant has not separately started trading yet. So there's incredible opportunities coming down the pike here. And as I said, all of these companies, they're raising a minimum of $50 million up to, one recently was $3 or $4 billion. But most of them are in the $200 to $500 million range. A lot of friggin' money being raised by these SPACs. A lot of articles are being written on this industry. You know, anybody can go and just Google SPACs and there's all kind of stuff going on. But the deal is, the game is not with the SPAC. The game is with the stock warrants that are trading on the SPACs. And that's in our wheelhouse now. And so with my son's ability and computer skills, and he's developed some algorithms and using Python and all kind of stuff that I can't even explain. But we come up with a basket. You know, you can't just go buy one. Say if you're dealing with 100, 150, gosh, good God, what do you buy? So you got to have a basket. And so basically we're looking at a basket of probably 10 to 12. And so this is going to kind of be the focus of our new system, our new trading service. That will be a standalone, an additional option if you care to quote, play this game with us. And this really is going to be my son's baby. Jeff took some advanced classes at Penn State over the last semester and has gained a lot of knowledge and has a lot of trading skills as well. He's been behind the scenes trading some of these babies for the last several months. To help fine-tune his skills. And so we're both really excited about where this is going. But I'm going to try to maintain, I'm going to try to maintain my focus back on the resource sector, which is just kind of my hot button, but with full awareness of what my son's doing. But basically, he will be the responsible party for the new trading system that we're going to have. But no, and there's been so many of these SPAC warrants that have gone up literally thousands of percent in months. And yeah, this is staggering. So I look back and it's like, how did we miss these? How did we miss these? And we're determined we're not going to miss them in the future. So we are on top of it. And I think it's going to be a great addition to our, kind of suite of services, whether somebody just wants the data, the stock warrant database for themselves, or whether they want, the gold service where you're going to get to see my portfolio as well. And now everybody, we do have a special database that we set up for all the SPAC companies where the warrants are trading. So everybody's going to continue to get that. But then we're going to take it one step further with this new trading service. But so hopefully there's going to be something here for everybody. And again, I always stress our overriding thing is we just want opportunities so that everybody can see the opportunities there to make money. That's what it's all about.
So when you see these blank check companies or SPACs, as they're referred to now, oftentimes they start appearing in quantity at a market peak. Do you think that that's what's flashing now?
I don't really think so. I think what is flashing now because it's an endless stream. I mean, it's you know, we wonder, can this continue for X period of time? I almost think there's a mad rush on, you know, with the U.S. election coming up. Maybe this has something to do with it. Maybe if the founders of these companies are thinking, well, they'd like to get all of these deals in the works, you know, thinking that there may be, you know, tax implications coming down the road, you know, for maybe higher taxes under a different administration. If that happens, it's just hard to say. But what's staggering to me is the amount of money. I mean, we're talking tens and tens of billions and billions of dollars that's been raised just this year. All that money is being sucked out of the system and is being raised in these IPOs. And all of these monies really go into a trust account so that management cannot squander this money. And these companies have anywhere from 12 to 15 to 18 months to seek out opportunities. And so a lot of times they go quiet. They go really quiet. And a lot of time, more often than not, there's not a website for a SPAC company. If you're lucky, you find a phone number. Finding anybody that's going to answer that telephone, good luck, because these guys do not want to be bothered. They don't want to be bothered by investors. I mean, because, you know, they're on a mission to find a merger partner. And what are we going to ask? Well, who are you guys talking to? You know, who are your merger candidates? That's the last thing they want to address, you know? So basically, they go into really, really, really quiet mode while they're seeking out their merger partners. And I guess we just have to be respectful of that. That's just what it is. But the opportunities that I have witnessed and that I see coming down the pipe. Richard Branson was involved with the Virgin Galactic, that the warrant exploded for thousands of percent. Richard Branson has a new SPAC that's coming out. Warrants have not started trading yet, but it's coming down the pipe. So incredible opportunities. A lot of times you want to follow the management, and obviously he's a savvy guy. But like I said, there's 70 companies or more now that have the warrants have not started trading separately. They're still in limbo. But I've got them all up to date, and we're ready to slide them into our active warrant database as soon as the warrants start trading separately.
All right, I figured it out here, Dudley. But we're going to I'm going to create a SPAC. I'm going to raise a few $100 million, and then I'm going to buy common stock warrants. You game?
We could probably make a deal. That would probably work.
Hey, we should get in on the fun here. It's one thing to buy the shares or the warrants. It's another thing to actually do it. As long as you don't have a criminal background or have been barred from the securities industry, I think that pretty much anybody could start a SPAC. You just have to be able to get the funds necessary to make it happen.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of the management expertise behind the scenes, big names, you know, that have been well connected for decades. So the challenge here is you've got to have those skills to know. So you could raise $200 million, but you need a list of potential merger partners. And so how do you know what companies are private today that wish to go public via a merger with a SPAC? That becomes a challenge. A lot of the management teams are guys that are dealing with distressed properties already. They know companies that are available. They run really big private enterprises with billions of dollars under management. And they've got a list, no doubt, in their mind when they go with the SPAC. Maybe not specifically, but they've got a general idea of who that they may be going after, I do have to believe. And so these guys are well connected, and I think that's a lot of the game, so to speak, with the SPACs and the warrants on the SPACs is who is the management of these given companies? What are they looking for? On occasion, you see that they're basically Chinese companies based in Shanghai. There's a couple of them. I almost just mentally X those off the list.
For good reason.
Because it's just, what are they going to do? And I have seen a few of these that have kind of blown up. We've got in our new database that we created specifically for the SPACs, we did it so we could change some of our top line headers. And so basically that's a countdown. How many months has this SPAC been in business? How many months has elapsed since the IPO? How much money was raised in their IPO? If they have already announced a merger, here's a link to the merger, to that proposed merger. And so we've got a lot of valuable information that it always starts with me. I think, what do I want to see as an investor? And then now I tell my son, we work together, and it's like, this is what we need to do. This is the information I want to see. And now we just need to figure out how to present this to all of our subscribers. And right. So it is great. Yeah, we've come a long way. But a lot of if somebody listening said, oh, I remember I subscribed to Dudley, a year or two ago. I tell you, in the last month, so many enhancements have been made to our services. It's been incredible. So whether you're young or old or whatever, give us a visit at Common Stock Warrants. And at a minimum right now, please come in and sign up on our free email list. Because we want to make sure that you are aware when we do launch this new service, that you are aware at least we're launching it, and then you make a decision whether you think it's something for you or not.
All right. Well, it's the prospect and the concept is fascinating. Definitely going to be following it and checking it out on the site. Again, the site is commonstockwarrants.com. There's a link in the show notes to this interview, so you can get right over there. Subscribe. I can't say enough good things about your service, Dudley, and you're not even paying me to do it because I've more than paid for many years of subscriptions over the years. So we appreciate that. Any questions or comments on SPACs, on common stock warrants? We would love to hear from you. I'm sure you have questions, and the email address is kl@carrylutz.com. Go to our site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for our free newsletter. Dudley, we'll be talking to you again very soon, because as soon as this is out, I want to go over a few of these issues with you and get your take on them, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Sounds great. No, it's always a pleasure, Kerry.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.